Yahya
Top Finn's on the line, reporting from Sana'a in Yemen. Tom, what's happening there?
Today we've got a similar event to yesterday. We had about 700 or 800 students and human rights activists holding a big demonstration, marching through the capital. And again, they were set upon by you know, 400 or 500 pro-Saleh supporters who come. I'm looking at people now. They're carrying wooden sticks, long metal poles. There's guys with rocks in their hands, and basically they set upon the protesters and scare them off, and everyone runs away. And then about 2 hours later, everyone tries to regroup again. So I'm right now I'm standing in under a bridge which was previously full of anti-Saleh protesters, which is now full of people holding pro-Saleh pictures and 4x4s full of men cheering and singing pro-Saleh songs. Speaking to some of these guys, it's clear that some of them have been paid to come here. I just spoke to one guy who told me he's been given 4,000 riyals, which is something like $20, to attend pro-Saleh protests the next 4 or 5 days, whenever he's called upon. So there are many police around again. The police that are here are just doing their best to sort of separate these two groups. And again, lots of plainclothes police around as well. I've been asked lots of questions about who I am. Earlier I was set upon by a group of these guys carrying sticks who tried to take my camera off me, but luckily they let me go. So we're seeing this sort of continuing pattern of like a daily protest, which is then broken up by these pro-Saleh supporters.
And you mentioned that one of the men had told you that he'd been paid to be there. Who did he mention who had paid him?
He wouldn't say. He just said he'd received cash. He didn't want to answer any more questions about it. There are other people who have said to me that they work for the ministry. I met a guy yesterday on one of these protests. He said he didn't like President Saleh, but that he'd been told to come here. He hadn't been paid, but he'd been instructed that his presence was wanted. So I'm not sure it's all completely as easy as paying people off, but certainly you see guys arriving in buses, and it does seem to be quite organised and orchestrated.
And you described the pro-Saleh supporters as having their sticks and rocks. What about the anti-Saleh supporters? Are they peaceful, or are they beginning to arm themselves as well?
It's going that way. The vast majority have no sort of weapons on them. But you see a few now picking up rocks and throwing them back at the pro-Saleh supporters. Until now, the protesters have proclaimed that everything they're doing is peaceful, but I've just witnessed anti-Saleh guys launching rocks at pro-Saleh guys. So while they're trying to maintain a peaceful movement, it's becoming increasingly difficult because these protests are no longer organised by the opposition. They're sporadic. They're organised on Facebook by young people. So it's much harder to sort of control what people do.
And so just finally, you mentioned that they're organised by young people. Does that represent the demographic of the anti-Saleh crowd? Is it quite a young, educated group?
Yes, certainly. As I said before, the university is kind of a hub for these protests now. I mean, it's the most popular location for people to gather. And the vast majority, when you see the two sides sort of standing off against each other, the age gap is very much apparent. The anti-Saleh protesters generally are much younger. Lots of them speak English. And whereas the pro-Saleh supporters are much more middle-aged, traditionally dressed guys. So there's certainly a demographic thing going on there. Half of Yemen's population are under the age of 15. So, I mean, demographic-wise, these young people are going to be an important part of any protest that's going to happen soon.
Okay, Tom. Well, thanks very much, and we'll speak to you a little later on.
Okay, cheers.